Good morning. It's great to see everybody this morning. Larry has been talking about pausing, and he had you define pausing and waiting on God, and it sounded like you really have a handle on all of that. An analogy, or what I call a metaphysical metaphor, that I will add to this pausing and waiting on God is a traffic light. All of you drive, right? No? But you're aware enough. My daughter, I think, was got in the car and her brain went dead. But at any rate, even as a little child, she always got lost. Things have changed. But when you're in a car and your folks are driving along, they come to this big thing that's way up there, and it's going red, yellow, green, red, yellow, green, red, yellow, green, red, yellow, green. And that's all it does all day. When your parents see that, they know exactly what to do. If it's red, they stop. If it's green, they go. If it's yellow, they maybe have a choice. But you're supposed to stop. It means caution, doesn't it? So when you're in this car driving along and you see this red light, you're going to pause. You're going to wait until you have that green light, which says, go. Very simple. When you get that yellow light, it's telling you something. Something about your activity, that it's time to think about what you're doing. It's time to prepare for a change. It's trying to give you a heads up onto what is right. Now, that's as you see the traffic light. Think that you're the traffic light. Your job is just going red, yellow, green all day long. You don't know how many cars go through that light. You don't know how many people are in that car that's going through that light. You don't know if somebody's on the way to the baseball game or if someone's on the way home. You don't know any of that. You are just doing your job, making it orderly and progressive and equal for every single idea going underneath you. That's your job. That is the law of God. The law of God is always providing for you safety. At the same time, it's saying go. It's providing order. Otherwise, the cars are always running into each other. It's providing the function of keeping everything in an orderly fashion so that people are on time, most of the time, if they've made the right choices. But it keeps everything at a smooth, running, orderly, paced way. That is the law of God. It doesn't know if you're driving a semi-trailer truck. It doesn't know if you're in a Porsche. It just knows the law. And that law embraces every single idea that's going underneath it. Whether you are the driver or not, everybody in that car is affected by that law. So let's look for the traffic lights, the governing of God in every action we do, every place we go. Look for the red lights, look for the green lights, and pay attention to the cautions that say, well, I'm not too sure about this. Maybe I really shouldn't be doing this. Or with your group, your friends at home, if you feel that red light, you can take your stand because that red light is protecting everybody that's with you, not just yourself. Just the same as if you have the green light, okay, this is a God-motivated, God-directed activity, let's go and let's have a blast doing it. So pay attention to the traffic light. You won't get a ticket if you're obedient. It's that simple. And share this with your parents, your folks back home, your friends back home. Share that ever-present, omnipotent law of God that's with you everywhere, equal to all, accessible by all. Okay? Now, any more announcements? Anything else come up? Yep. So don't forget, lost and found, lost and found, lost and found. We don't want to have to send it home. Have a wonderful horse show.